I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. More fourth-round action at Wimbledon as two-seeded Rafa Nadal advances to the quarterfinals with a straight sets win over Botek van de Zandschulp, while unseeded Christian Garin comes back from being down 2-1 to advance to the quarters with a five-set win over 19-seed Alex de Minaur. Meanwhile, Nick Kyrgios moves on to the quarters in five sets over Brandon Nakashima, while 11-seeded Taylor Fritz beats Jason Murray Kubler in straight sets. In the women's draw, 11-seeded Elena Rybakina moves on to the quarters with a straight sets win over Petra Martic, while Elise Cornet loses to Ayla Tomljanovic in three sets. In the other fourth round matches, 4th seed Paula Badosa is knocked out by 16 seeded Simona Halep in straight sets, while 20th seed Amanda Anisimova advances to the quarters in straight sets over Harmony Tan. Full slate of games on the Major League Baseball schedule, with two matchups featuring both teams at 500 or better records, as the Tampa Bay Rays opened up a three-game series at American League East rival the Boston Red Sox by being shut out 4-0, while the Atlanta Braves won at home 6-3 over the St. Louis Cardinals in a game featuring a lengthy rain delay to open a four-game set. Washington Nationals star outfielder Juan Soto says an MRI showed that he did not suffer any damage to his left calf after leaving Sunday's game against the Miami Marlins due to tightness. Soto did not start today's game but did pinch hit in the eighth inning. On the season, the 28-year-old has struggled, hitting just .226 in 80 games. Just one game on the WNBA schedule as the Los Angeles Sparks knock off the Phoenix Mercury in LA 78-75, as the Sparks have now won four of the last five games. Barcelona confirming the signings of both defender Andreas Christensen and midfielder Frank Kessie on free transfers, with introductory press conferences expected later this week. Christensen spent the past 10 seasons with Chelsea, where the 26-year-old made 161 appearances for the Blues, while Kessie ended a five-year stay at AC Milan, helping the Rossoneri win Serie A this past season for the first time in 11 years. Reports say that Cristiano Ronaldo would be willing to play for Chelsea, but the Blues have not decided yet if they want to make an offer to Manchester United for the star. Sources say Ronaldo would be willing to take a pay cut from his £500,000 per week to ensure he can play in the Champions League next season. Bet the Edge Game Time gets you ready for the night in sports. Sarah Perlman and Drew Dinsick bring you actionable betting info, breaking down games in every sport with the top handicappers from every sport. It's Bet the Edge Game Time Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. Log on to NBCSportsEdge.com or find it on the NBC Sports Edge YouTube page. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.